Draw out the words, speak your mind. Don't let your spirit weather through time.
It's good for us to do this, to share our particular experiences. That way people get to know how it affects us as individuals, don't they? To be honest, I was dead surprised at my diagnosis because I spent a lifetime thinking I was asthmatic and prone to chest infections like my mum and brother. See, I was that kid, always puffing on her inhaler in the playground. So, you know, it was very difficult to digest a particular diagnosis at this stage of my life. I've heard of it, of course, yeah, I'm not daft, but to me it was just a bunch of letters. COPD. I mean, I don't think it went in. In fact, there are lots of letters involved in my care. That's another thing that sticks in my craw. I don't want to be a bunch of letters. Of course, it's frustrating trying to figure out what it actually means to me, how I will be affected. Coming together like this, we sort of put the pieces together. We learn things about each other, about our bodies. We gain a bit of confidence about coping with it all. The classes, well, yeah, we swap notes about how we're managed by the doctors, don't we? Seriously, though, it's an educational programme and supervised exercise. It helps us understand our breathing, learn how to live better with our conditions. It's a proper class. When I can't breathe and I panic about catching my next breath, I used to think I was going to die. Now I've got these respiratory techniques and I'm stronger because of the exercises. I've not dialed 999 for over 2 years now because I can cope. And yes, it does feel good. In one way or another, we all feel that the healthcare professionals, however they're involved with us, should have access to our history. We shouldn't have to keep telling our stories. That upsets me. And I can get quite emotional about it. If I could influence care, because this is what we're talking about here, aren't we? I would say, give us our own doctor who knows us. If the doctor knew about my childhood, my mum and brother, then he would have been able to put two and two together, wouldn't he? Well, that's what I think about it all. Ooh, I'll have to get off my high horse. I knew there was something more to my breathing difficulties because I'm only 43 and I'm much worse with my breathing than my mum was at my age. Never had that discussion though. See what I mean? But that applies to any patient with a lifelong condition. It's about being able to make more informed decisions, isn't it? Decisions we are involved in about our health, treatment, and overall well-being. So, as I've said, what I've got is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. You see, a couple of letters doesn't frame the disease in the seriousness it deserves, does it? I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I do feel that I was ignored for a long time in the system. I knew there was more to my condition than a chest infection. or the progress made, well, in the last few years, it's been enormous. This class,
this group, is run by the Pulmonary Rehabilitation Girls. It's the Breathe Better get-together session, but we call them the PR Girls. Yep, we've started using letters too.
They are great, though, there's no doubt, and it's an actual lifeline, and I mean that. Like, I'm talking to you, but that was then. This is now, and things are getting better. There is loads of support and information, you know, once you're diagnosed, like a proper pathway. The GP can refer you to the PR girls. You see, the GPs are more aware now. I think patients like us, who are scared about our mortality, say it as it is. We want answers. We question. And that's good, having the space to do that. Thank you. Thank you for listening to what I've got to say.